Right then. Okay, so we have started recording. This is another episode right here on Never Talk. Thank you so much for joining. I got an amazing lady today in the building. Fire branded lady in the building. I'm talking about someone who has done so much in the lives of young people, and she's just making waves across the country. I'm talking about the CEO of Oyita Faith Collections, Pastor Faith Oyita, who is a pastor to so many, and of course, yeah, that's right. Hundreds of other people. Welcome to Clever Talk. It's such a pleasure and an honor to have you here. Thank you for coming in, Ma.
Thank you so much, woman of God, Pastor Clever. I'm grateful for this opportunity. My pleasure.
Wonderful to have you here. I'm really so excited. This platform right now, right here, is just all about you. I've been following your growth, been following every milestone and applauding from, you know, a distance. I watched your feature on BBC, right? And I heard you talk about, you know, the process and how you started the journey of this global brand, Oyita Collection. And it wasn't easy, like you rightly said, but so far you've been making tremendous growth, you've been making tremendous impact. What inspires you to keep going despite the challenges?
The first thing I'm going to say is my mindset over time. So success is a mindset. Mm-hmm. And that is why your feet will never take you where your mind hasn't. You know, so over time, a lot of persons desire these, desire that, but practically they don't even see themselves in it. They don't think success enough. So they don't have that mental strength. Because it's the mental strength that supports the physical strength, then success is better. So I think one of the things that has really made me stood out is the mindset. I've always had that mindset of being a game changer. I've always known that I have a niche in influence. I've always known that if my face is not in the Guinness Book of Records, written there, or if my face is not yet seen globally, then impact is not complete. Mm. I knew there was more to me being just born. I knew there was more to me being just a pastor and an entrepreneur. I knew there was more to me just being in a mountain of influences. I always tell myself that it is good to do what you're doing. It is better to do it well. But it is God's desire for you to top that influence. Top it. If you're not seeing yourself as the top yet, then you are not it. So I had that superiority mindset. So I just knew that if Oyita as a brand or Oyita as me is known just in Makurdi, then it is not giving God full glory. Because God has given us the mandate to the ends of the earth. It has to be. In fact, you can even make your influence travel above the earth to other planets. Aliens should know you. That's on a lighter note. So I think my perspective to life really sponsored my growth. You know, I've always told myself that I am not a product of my circumstances. I am a product of my decisions.
Absolutely.
You know, I've always known that if you're born poor, of course, it's not your fault. But how if you die poor, it is 100% your fault. So therefore, God gave you life and he puts that life in your hands. So he wants you to utilize it properly. So I told myself that I'm going to utilize mine like never before. You know, so that really, really set me out. So one of the things that really, really kept me on the road is the richness of my mind. Like when you see, if you see what is in my mind, it will blow your mind off. That's so many friends because if you don't think the way I think, you'll be intimidated. People say I am intimidating my footsteps. When I come into a place, it's like, yes, she has come, you know? So, but that's just the normal me, you know? So it's a little mind that feels I intimidate. A successful mind will say, this is our kind.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yes. So I already had that richness of my mind. You know, one wise man said something that you should be a thousand and one times bigger on your inside. Know whom you are. You know, I do tell myself that I want to be the richest woman in the world that is black. Of course, not the richest black woman. So therefore, I think from that realm. I act from that realm. When I'm going to dress, I'm like, will the richest woman dress in this outfit? Of course not. Change it. When I want to talk that way. So this has affected everything down to shoemaking.
Yeah.
I watched my father. My father is a shoemaker. He was, actually. Because I lost him to the cold aims of death when I was just 10 years old. So the little I can remember, I watched him do a lot of stuff and all. So growing up, and I saw myself in that same mountain of influence, which is business, I told myself that I will not do what my dad did. It will be failure. It's like me recycling his success.
Exactly.
I will stand upon his shoulders and do more. We don't recycle. Expand.
Amazing.
You expand success.
Absolutely.
You expand it.
Yes.
So I watch him just up. He just makes shoes where people can see, and he hangs it, and people come to buy. I said, no. I want people from the White House to order from Mojita, but not with this kind of fundamentals. So while I have the big dreams, I am preparing myself as the vehicle that will travel into that dream.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not leaving any stone unturned.
Yeah.
So I think that's actually made me stand out. So, you know, and I've always been innovative, doing the same thing with a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us want different results, but we do the same thing. Can't get a different
over
result.
And over again, right?
Time.
Yeah.
Yes. The same way you cannot use a 1999 mentality to get success in 2021. Of course not.
True.
The world has evolved. You have to evolve. So you have to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw all of that, and talking about being a female, you know, it's not a spell for limitation.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people that you are a female means you are a possibility. It means you are positioned for success even more, because we channel all our energy. Whenever we want to do something, we make sure that we do it very well. The same way when we want to spoil stuff, we spoil it very well. We have that excessive energy, but if you can channel it, but the world will look for you if you really channel that energy positively. So this has been my mind.
Yes.
The world is my stage.
Mm.
And what I display will determine how long I stay on that stage. I had all of this mindset. You know, I know I don't have all the time. So it is now. And I'm not a mediocre. I don't do average stuff. It is either is the best or Oyita is not involved.
Yeah.
You know. So I had that mindset. I had that understanding. I know who I am, because I know that if I don't know who I am, I will not stop behaving like who I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I fought identity crisis.
Yeah.
Because if I don't know who I am, become what the world suggests I am.
That's the truth.
You know. So a lot of people, they are living based on people's suggestion. Oh, you have a nice voice. I think you can sing. And she's going to record a song. And that is not your voice. Yes. So, but when you understand whom you are, it doesn't matter what anybody is saying. You just put them aside and say, please wait. You either spectate or you choose to invest in what I know. I know God. You know, and all. So I already knew who I was, who God has destined me to be. So I knew that I had to cooperate with the person of the Holy Spirit. I had to cooperate with God. I had to build a strong mindset, because the world is not friendly. That is just the truth. You need to be a fighter. Some people don't get influence. The gate of influence is very strong. You need to be strong. You need to be daring to confront it. You need to have that non-giving up personality. So it is either I win or I win.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Going back. Yes.
Oh my God.
So all of these things were what really, really has kept me going. Yeah.
This is amazing. I mean, talk about quality content. Thank you so much. If you do not know who you are, right, the world tends to dictate who they think you should be, and unfortunately you then mold yourself into assuming that role, forgetting, you know, why you're here, forgetting what you ought to be doing. this is a massive message, right? All right then, so let's talk about financial freedom.
Very,
you know,
true.
Initially we had talked about you being a mentor to so many people, and I'm aware that you have actually taught over 200 people the art of shoemaking. What's the updated count now? Because I know that was like a while back. What's the updated count? I like to think that you've done more than 200 people.
I can't even keep the count right now. I don't even know. It keeps increasing. Seriously.
Awesome.
I'm telling you.
Okay. This is you empowering a lot of people to stand on their own and do things for themselves without having to depend on people. When you're dependent on people, I mean, that's a very dangerous place to be. I don't know why anybody would be comfortable relying on other people. Talk to me about financial freedom.
I was talking to some persons 2 weeks back about the same topic, financial freedom, and it happened to be ladies. And I said something to them. I said, queens don't beg. Queens don't look for attention. They command attention.
Yep.
So if you want to live below nobility, then go on and beg and live parasitic. But if you are a queen, if you are royalty, if you understand dignity, if you know whom you are, you are virtuous, then you will work. You will do business. Everything legitimate that will give you income. Why? Because you are royalty. Royalty don't beg. Mm-hmm. The day a king starts begging, then that community, that kingdom is in trouble. It's not it. Lions don't beg for food. They feed on. Do you understand? So it still boils down to the mentality and to the mindset. So when you have this mindset that you are a queen, you are a king, you're nobility, you're an elite, it will make you want to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, even the Bible says that it is blessed to give than to receive.
Yes.
So financial freedom or financial independence is dignified. Like, how will you keep trusting people to give you? The truth is, people don't even respond to need anymore. They respond to value.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
True.
Nobody responds to need.
Mm-hmm.
Carry value, you will get the attention of everybody. But when you come with needs, people will run from you. The world has changed. The world has moved. The world is dynamic. So if you are financially dependent in this current dispensation, then you are backward. There is no space for you. Your face will not even be recognized in the first place.
Yes.
Financial independence is beyond meeting your personal needs. Financial independence will take you to influence. And influence is the height of everything right now.
Yep.
In the kingdom of God, people press into God so much that they can get influence, because it is as you are influential that you can transform the lives of people.
That's right.
I cannot receive that Jesus has not seen working in your life. I want to see Jesus. When you grow up yourself, when you become influential, you discover what influential. The disciples all wanted to be like him. See the likes of Nairamali. I did a study of Nairamali.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is damn influential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the neighborhood where I stay, I see how even little children, they have graduated from singing his song to dressing like him, using the kind of word he uses. Influence took him there.
Into it.
You see how influential. He Nairamali, now we have so many Malians everywhere. You know, he didn't just get there by singing. At least he needed money to become that influential.
Yeah.
So if he needed money just to meet his personal needs, he could go into other businesses. But he looked at financial independence would take me to the apex of my call. Therefore, I need to make this money. Because when I make this money, I become influential.
Yeah.
Man is domineering. So anything that we appeal to, he's our pride. You know, we just want to be noticed. We want to give order. We want to take charge. We want to take authority. So people can go to any extent to make sure that they are, when they enter a place, they are the one in charge. So that's one of the things influence does to you. So when you understand that, when you become financially independent, you are also influential. Because truth be told, a man who consistently gives you money controls your life.
Absolutely.
Oh, sorry, I have an appointment today. Come tomorrow. You will come. You don't sit on this sofa. You will control your life.
Yeah.
And as long as you keep coming from washing car, you will wash the gate. People don't wash gate, but you will start washing. You will live at the mercy of people when you choose not to be financially independent.
Sad.
You will live at their mercy. You will be like Lazarus that feeds from the crumbles. You are, in fact, it's not like you will be. You are Lazarus if you choose not to work for yourself.
Mm.
And Lazarus did not even had the opportunity of having a meal from. See, he was eating from the things that were dropping from the crumbs.
Sad.
You understand? So that is your place in the society if you choose not to work for yourself. Even Apostle Paul said there is dignity in labor. Become a lady that is confident with money, comfortable with money. You know, money classifies you.
Yeah.
Wealth classifies you.
Mm-hmm.
So have that mindset. How can you impact the life of others when you need impartation yourself?
Yeah.
How? Small guys beg money. I don't give my money anyhow. I must know what you want to use it for.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew how I got my money.
Yeah.
Growing up, I knew that, okay, my dad died. Mm-hmm. So, of course, when we're not living well, we're just managing ourselves. But I refuse that. One of the things that will make you stand out in life is currently allowing the faith of God overcome every fact in your life. That you are poor is a fact, mm-hmm. but that you can be rich is faith.
Yeah.
So my mates could not talk me down.
Mm.
You dare not, because I would tell them that the difference between you and I is time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Give me time, the table will turn.
Yeah.
So I had that mentality. I needed to back it with substance, because we have people talking, no money to back up their words.
Mm.
You know, there's this funny song I always hear when I take a public transport, and they're like, if you don't get money, hide your face. It is true. You don't even need to hide your face. The fact that you are poor alone means your face is hidden.
Mm. True. Because when you other guys, have a voice. You do not.
Nobody know you.
True.
Nobody know. At least, let your money introduce you then before your intelligence will sell you forward. That's just it.
Yeah.
Somebody said jokingly, but there was sense in it. He said, "Hustle, oh, before they will use your teeth as opener in village meeting."
Oh my goodness, that's so funny.
Yes, yes. But that's the truth, though.
Yeah.
He said, "Hustle, oh, hustle." Before you now become the errand man. People are talking about elders gathered. They're talking about community development. You are the one going to do town crier because your presence is not needed. You don't have anything to offer.
Yeah,
you know, it's that bad. So if you really, really want to stand out, financial independence is not for everyone. It's for people who really want to stand out in life.
Yeah.
People who know where they are going to, mm-hmm. people who have a lot to offer, people who want to touch lives,
mm-hmm.
people who want to be registered. A man of God said something. He said, "The name of Jesus is heavy. You need money to lift it up." So even in the kingdom, we need money. You need money for microphone. You need money. There are so many persons that want to come to church. They don't have transportation. The Bible says in Zechariah 1:7, it says, true prosperity, my kingdom will be spread abroad. So for you not to prosper, it means you are a limiting factor to the spread of God's kingdom.
That's
one of the people stopping God's kingdom. Because who knows, if you paid that your neighbor's transportation, that neighbor would have been saved in that church Sunday service. Or even you yourself cannot work and come to church, so you decide to sleep.
Yeah.
A little slumber. Now you're poverty. Do you understand?
Yes.
That's just it. So we have so many people that don't want to work. How can you tell me you're not seeing training? I tell people that, see the skill. If you don't learn a skill now, you will learn it when you are old. Except you want to go and steal. Except you want to go and do. So work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Work smart. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But when you do what is hard, you have automatically made your life easy. You know, so the outstanding people don't look for simple, they make hard simple. They open the door so that other people can troop in. So these are the kind of people God is looking for. These are the kind of people we need in this society, game changers. We don't care how we got here, but because I am here, I will change the game. I told my mom, go and sleep. Just go and be thanking God that I came to this family. You know, I was asking God that. Why did I not would have really done with this first daughter?
No, yeah. That's precious. This is an opportunity to also bring change.
Yeah.
You are a blessing to your family and to your community. You are a blessing to all of us.
Amen.
What you are.
Amen. Amen. So I told God, I was like, why didn't you make me Dangote's daughter? At least God said, if I had done that, then I'm wicked because I cannot tie wealth in one family. It needs to be circulated. And if I cheated all of you. So in case you are somewhere questioning God, open your eyes and see how rich you are. To see the virtues, the treasures God has laid inside of you.
So
instead of wishing, that inside of you.
Oh, yeah.
You just need to see it. You just need to open your eyes and see. When you see it, it will set you on your feet.
Yes.
So many people are not seeing. That is why they are lazying around. The day you see that sight imputes strength in you. Strength come alive. And you begin to pursue. You begin to run with it.
Yes.
So that's just it though. So if you really understand purpose, if you understand whom God has called you to do, you will know that no. Poverty is not, laziness is not, it's not in my gene, it's not in my DNA. Jesus Christ, God created, he rested on the seventh day and he came, gave man the dominion, you know, multiply. Me, I have given you the seed now, it is your work to multiply. So if you are not multiplying, so if you are not fruitful, if you are not multiplying, if you are still in the class of urgent 2K, we salute you, remain there. But people like me and Clever, for whatever, we are running.
We are running forward.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. What if, I told you from the start, I said this is a fire-branded woman. And she brought fire to the stage. I am definitely going to put this episode on repeat. Because they're just words of wisdom, words of life that have been deposited right here. Day. Thank you so much, Pastor Fink Rita.
You're welcome, ma.
Thank you.
My pleasure. All right.
So before we call this a wrap, do you have any last words to say to someone who is listening and probably still hesitating, or someone who is scared of taking that final leap despite all we said, right? Despite all you said, what do you have to say to that person?
Okay, I just want to say that limit your limitation. Excuse your excuses. There is a lot that God has given you. If only you can see. If only you have the insight. If only you have the foresight. If only you have the hindsight. If only you are visionary. Just keep seeing. Just keep seeing. Because, like I said when we began, that your leg will never be where your mind has not been yet.
Yes.
You will not. So everything boils down to the richness of your mind. That's why the Bible will always emphasize that we have a sound mind. Don't have a dusty brain and a fine face. Wrong? No. So we have so many dusty brains moving in beautiful shape, curves, you know, six packs and all. So many persons spend time going to the gym to exercise their physical body while their mind is rusting. You know, so the problem Nigeria is facing is just in an idea. Who knows if that idea will come from you?
Yeah.
And the truth is, when you choose not to maximize what you have, God is not a wrong investor. He would take it and give it to someone else. So if you're listening to me right now, I want you to get up. You have been sleeping for too long. Strangers are already entering where you're supposed to be watching. Stand up to your feet. Who knows that prayer you will say tonight, who knows that idea you will work on, who knows if that book you are going to complete, who knows who that song you have in mind to sing, that doubt have been struggling with, that lyrics in your mouth, who knows if you sing it, then the world will be changed. We don't need too many persons to change the world. We just need people that are visionary and have rich mindset.
Yes.
So I want to speak, and I'm encouraging everybody listening to me right now. You are the next miracle, the world. You are the next global thing to hit the world. If you've not been saying it, start start seeing it. Change your perspective about yourself. God will never waste his time creating a nobody, meaning you are somebody. And you are even created in the first place means you are a possibility.
Absolutely.
And amongst the several things that can limit a man, background, environment, family, and all, the lack of self and personal development is the worst. Develop yourself, read books, enrich yourself, study. I know ladies that can wear a wig of 150,000 naira and they have never read a book of 5,000 naira. This world is not for you. Impact is far from you.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Go for conferences. Build your life. Build yourself. Crypto is there. Are you investing? Invest money. Invest. You don't have to be a business person. You can invest.
Yes.
Even in your career, you can still be the best. You can grow so much in knowledge that your CEO will say, please, for the future of this business, manage my company. I need to go and rest. Become, make yourself valuable. Make yourself a spec. Make yourself most wanted. We are tired of having criminals as most wanted. You can be most wanted too, legitimately.
Yes.
You can. Become most wanted in your field. Become most wanted. Develop yourself. Even in ministry, become most wanted. When you stay in God's presence, make his secret place your abode. You will become most wanted. Even heavens and earth will look for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I will end by saying that there are some persons that what they carry, only the poor look for them. And there are this other class of persons that what they carry, only elites look for them. But there are this other class of persons that what they carry, nations look for them. You can be that person. God bless you.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much. God bless you too, Pastor Faith Oyita. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Amen.
A very weighty episode, right? And I've learned a lot. Thank you so much for sharing all that you shared today. Thank you.
My pleasure, Ma.
I look forward to having you on
Clavage. My pleasure, Ma.
Another time.
I'm always here. I'm here.
Awesome.
I'm here.
Fabulous.
All right.
All right, then. That brings us to the end of Clavage.
You're welcome.
Thank you. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the link. I know definitely that you found this, you know, worth it. So do share the link. Don't hold on to this knowledge. Make sure that your friends, your family, and everybody on your social media platform get in contact with this particular episode. And Seymour Hadu Achikin Wanila Varin, that's Hausa for. See you in another episode. This is Clever signing out of this place right now with Pastor Faith Oyita. We're out.
Yeah.
Adios.
All right.